Oh, I love how the room goes silent when I say that. It's pretty cool. Welcome to TAN, the Technology at Nazareth, our second annual conference. I'm delighted to see everybody here. We have a great conference planned like we had last year. And for those that attended last year, you know that we have multiple parallel sessions, which we're doing again this year. And I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to my committee and to all of the speakers that volunteered to man one of the sessions. So thank you very much. Last year, you remember at the end of the sessions, we asked for feedback forms and we had a survey at the end. And based on a lot of your feedback, we've made some changes and some additions to this year's conference. And I just want to go briefly over some of those. New this year, we have vendors presenting. We have a representative from Apple, from Smart Technologies, and Turning Technologies. We have a distinguished educator from UPenn that will be joining us later today. And this year, we have student presenters, both from the Go Green Club and to talk about use of the smart technology. This year, we have three hands-on sessions so that you'll actually be working with the technology. One is Microsoft Office. The other one is Smart Technology and Google Apps. Running parallel to the sessions, down in Sorrells, we have poster sessions, we have vendor display tables, and we have a geek bar. What's a geek bar? A geek bar is where you can bring your mobile devices, your iPhone, your iPads, and get assistance on how to use them. How do I read my mail on them, etc. So that's running parallel to all the sessions down in Sorrells. There will be handouts on the web from the sessions. Some of those are there now. More will be posted. And new this year, besides breakfast, we also have lunch for the attendees, also down in Sorrells near where the poster and display tables will be. One of the suggestions we had last year was to continue the conversation with the keynote speaker. We started to have a good dialogue, and then people kind of had to cut off and run off to sessions. So we will be having a breakout session following this presentation. And the change to the schedule is that we will not be going to the room across the hall. We'll have the continue the conversation in here in the chapel. So just to change the schedule. So now it gives me great pleasure to introduce Kelly. Kelly has been the director of the Office of College-Wide Disability Services at SUNY Empire State College since 2005. She is responsible for ensuring that all students with disabilities are granted equal access to programs, activities, and courses at all of the college's 34 locations throughout the state of New York. In addition, she is the chair of AHED, which is Association for Higher Ed and Disability. It's a standing committee on public policy, and she is the co-chair of its online learning and distance education special interest group. She has significant experience providing accommodation for adult learners with disabilities, including veterans, which is close to our heart, of course. As a recognized leader in the field of accessible online learning, Kelly has been asked to present at several colleges and universities on universal design and online learning, and has delivered audio conferences on related topics. In 2008, Kelly was awarded the Empire State College Award for Excellence in Professional Service for her work in establishing the Office of College-Wide Disability Services, and was named by then-Governor David Paterson to New York State's Instructional Material Advisory Council. I'd like you all to welcome Kelly. Thank you.